Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
Hello, I'm Kaylin. Welcome to the 4P's Short Break Takeover. We have locked the adults out of the studio. We have lots of great music and interesting chat before we have to give Vectis Radio back to the adults at 6 p.m. Stay tuned and be entertained.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect sunny and 12s and a moderate breeze, highs of 22, lows of 17. Tuesday we can expect light cloud and a fresh breeze, highs of 22, lows of 17. Wednesday we can expect light cloud and a moderate breeze, highs of 22, lows of 15. Thursday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 22, lows of 13. And Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 22, lows of 14. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In local news this week, a ride man caught driving while more than twice the drink drive limit was banned from driving for 3 years after he clocked up his third drink drive conviction. Edward Betterley of the Strand admitted drunk driving on Wootton High Street on the 9th of July. The 38-year-old, who is unemployed, was routinely pulled over by a police patrol at 4 a.m, said Anne Smout, prosecuting at the Isle of Wight Magistrates Court on Monday. After failing a roadside breath test, Betterley provided a breath reading of 72 micrograms at Newport Police Station. The legal drink drive limit is 35. As well as the ban, Betterley was handed a £120 fine, £85 in costs, and a £48 surcharge. Meanwhile, the Isle of Wight Council has approved Park Dean Resort's application to increase the times it can show films, play music, serve late-night refreshments, and sell alcohol at its Foreness Bay location. Speaking at a meeting of the council's licensing subcommittee, a representative from the holiday park said the variation would smooth the way to it providing more regular, low-level, light family entertainment. He stated it won't be Glastonbury. Concerns had previously been raised by neighbours about noise, nuisance and the adverse effects 15 hours of racket every day neighbours and local businesses would experience. Finally, the Isle of Wight hosted royalty on Tuesday as Her Royal Highness Anne, the Princess Royal, visited sites in Cowes, Newport and Ventnor. In Cowes, the UK Sailing Association welcomed Princess Anne to officially open its new Sea Change 136-bed accommodation in Newport. Princess Anne met patients, staff, volunteers and visitors during her tour of Mountbatten and took the time to speak with everyone to learn more about this charity's work. In Ventnor, she visited Cheetah Marine Boat Building on Eastern Esplanade. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
I have got the theatre guide at Medina Theatre. We have got LDN Wrestling Summer Special, Saturday 6th of August at 7 p.m. And then we've got a lot going on at the Shanklin Theatre. We got Beyond the West End 2022 every Thursday at 8:15 p.m. Carpenter's Gold on Friday the 5th of August at 7:30 p.m. Footsteps Dance Studio presents Light Camera Action on Saturday 6th of August at 7:30 p.m. Jive Talking Friday 12th of August at 7:30 p.m. Fleetwood Back Sunday 14th of August at 7:30 p.m. Ultimate Cliff Richard and the Shadows Experience Sunday 21st of August at 7:30 p.m. and Calling Planet Earth on Friday the 26th of August at 7:30 p.m. For more information including showtimes and ticket availability, make sure to check Medina Theatre and Shanklin Theatre websites.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Christopher Nolan, who's a director, James McCoy, who's a war hero, and Melvin Odom, who's a TV show host. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, stay tuned to find out. Bye for now!
Southern Water is to impose a hosepipe ban on the Isle of Wight starting 5th of August 2022. They say the temporary use ban is to protect the River Test and River Itchen after experiencing one of the driest years on record for the past 131 years. The things you can't do in more detail is watering a garden using a hosepipe, cleaning a private motor vehicle using a hosepipe, watering plants on domestic or other non-commercial premises using a hosepipe, cleaning a private leisure boat using a hosepipe, filling or maintaining a domestic swimming pool or paddling pool, drawing water using a hosepipe for domestic recreational use, filling or maintaining a domestic pond using a hosepipe, filling or maintaining an ornamental fountain, cleaning walls or windows or domestic premises using a hosepipe, cleaning paths or patios using a hosepipe, or cleaning other artificial outdoor surfaces using a hosepipe. So basically, no using a hosepipe.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and today I'm going to tell you how to make some delicious chocolate dipped fruit. To make the chocolate dipped fruit, you need to get 20 pieces of fruit with stalks, such as strawberries, cherries, or Chinese gooseberries. You also need 200 grams of chocolate. It can be plain chocolate, milk chocolate, white chocolate, or a mix of those. To make the chocolate dipped fruit, you must start by rinsing the fruit and pulling back the papery coverings on the Chinese gooseberries. Dry the fruit well to get the maximum amount of chocolate to stick. Lay out greaseproof paper onto a baking tray. Then break the chocolate into a heatproof bowl, stand it over a pan of simmering water, and watch the chocolate melt. Once you've done that, remove the chocolate from the heat, grab the fruit by the stalks, and dip them into the chocolate. Leave the fruit on the baking trays in a cool place such as the fridge so the chocolate can harden. Once that's done, you can enjoy your chocolatey snack. That's all for now.
In local news this week, a busy Newport Road was blocked by police during Monday's rush hour while a man was detained and put into a police van. At 5:10pm, an officer on mobile patrol on Carisbrook Road and Trafalgar Road was flagged down by the public, who said a man was being racially abusive. The officer intervened and the male then allegedly assaulted the officer. Multiple officers attended and had to close the road as space was needed to get the man into the police van. Police say he was being aggressive. The man is currently in police custody pending further investigation of the incident. Meanwhile, action is still outstanding at a Sandown eyesore hotel, with the Isle of Wight Council saying it is disappointed with the owners. Earlier this month, the Isle of Wight Magistrates Court threw out the appeal of Phoenix Commercial Property Developments, the owners of the Ocean Hotel on Sandown Esplanade. Reacting to the positive result, a council spokesperson said they were, of course, pleased with the outcome, but remained disappointed that, to date, the landowner has failed to take action. The owners have until the 15th of November to complete every cleanup action required by the Isle of Wight Council, but until 15th of September to comply with 13 of the 15 actions included in the Section 215 notice. Finally, last Tuesday, the Friends of Northwood Cemetery, in partnership with the Isle of Wight Council, celebrated receiving a Green Flag Award for Northwood Cemetery, one of 2,208 UK winners. The award is the International Quality Mark for Parks and Green Spaces. A spokesperson for the Friends of Northwood Cemetery said, "This is the fifth year in succession that we have been successful in achieving Green Flag status and is a result of the tremendous hard work and dedication of a small team of volunteers fully supported by the Isle of Wight Council, an achievement of which we are all immensely proud." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember I talked about all these people having their birthdays? Now I gotta tell you their ages and years of birth. Christopher Nolan, who was born in 1970, who's 51. James McCoy, who was born in 1930, who's 91. And finally, Melvin Odom, who was born in 1980 and is 41 years old. That's it for your celebrity birthdays. Have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays for this week. Clean Your Floors Day on Wednesday the 3rd of August serves as a reminder that cleaning the floor is just as crucial to your home cleaning routine as cleaning the surfaces and kitchenware. Even once the rest of the cleaning is done, you might put off sweeping and mopping, but we really ought to be doing a lot more dusting, scrubbing, scouring and cleaning. Regardless of whether the carpet needs to be steam cleaned and thoroughly vacuumed, or if the rug needs to be removed and battered to remove all the dirt and filth, this is the day to make it happen. Work Like a Dog Day on Friday the 5th of August is an opportunity to carry out your everyday office tasks with the inner grit and tenacity that canines typically exhibit when searching for food. Dogs do appear to sleep for most of their lives, but some are far more hardworking, industrious and conscientious than others. Giving your co-workers, your supervisor or anybody else you work with a day to remember by delivering into the work pile with zeal and determination is the best thing you can do today. Strive to accomplish your objectives in one day, find new inspiration and increase your output in all aspects of your life. And finally, Fresh Breath Day on Saturday the 6th of August was established to spread the goodwill that results from understanding the value of having fresh breath. Nobody enjoys conversing in tight proximity with someone who just ate lunch containing onions and garlic. It doesn't matter if you're at a party, at work, or generally out in public, having terrible breath is a social rookie mistake that many people aren't even aware of. This day serves as a reminder to maintain the best dental hygiene possible, in addition to reminding individuals to keep their breath as minty fresh as possible. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays.
We got our game review we're going to talk about. So we have decided to select an epic game, brand new, completely state-of-the-art power wash simulator.
Now, I don't know much about this game. I've seen a couple of YouTube videos, but that's about it. So I'm going to leave the talking to you. And
Power Wash Simulator is basically self-explanatory. You power wash things. There's loads of different levels. Like, you can do, like, there's one level where it's a back garden. You can do a park. You can power wash an entire golf course.
That sounds cool.
Usually takes forever. It sounds like a pretty boring game, but once you get into it, it's actually really satisfying and all that.
I feel like the most of the appeal comes from being satisfying.
It does, yes. It's quite it's
and
quite
then you get
game.
To the multiplayer.
Oh yeah, the multiplayer at the moment's a bit buggy on the fact that you crash every 2 seconds. So yeah, Power Wash Simulator, there's like loads of different levels. You just power wash everything, get it all clean, get money, then you can upgrade like your power wash guns, you can get soap to make it easier to clean, you can get different nozzles for like wider spread but less power and all that. And it's just quite a fun game.
How much is it?
It's £20.
Basically, yes. Power Wash Simulator. You can power wash with your friends, expect bugs. It's a brand new game. It's quite fun, even though it doesn't sound fun at all. Loads of people I've seen are saying it sounds like a really, really bad game, but then play it and really enjoy it. So it
well, that's what that's what gaming's all about. As long as you enjoy it,
yeah.
Get on with it. Yeah, it'd be good. Yeah.
Hello, this is James with the Cinema Guide for this week. All of the following films will be shown from Monday to Friday. At Cineworld in Newport, we have Joyride, rated 15. The Railway Children Return, rated PG. Elvis, rated 12A. Lightyear, rated PG. Jurassic World Dominion, also rated PG. And Top Gun Maverick, rated 12A. At both Cineworld and Commodore Cinema and Ride, we have DC League of Super Pets, rated PG. Where the Crawdads Sing, rated 15. Thor: Love and Thunder, rated 12A. And Minions: Rise of Gru, rated U. For more information, including when the films are actually on, what happens in the films, and more, check the websites for Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is chagrin. It is spelled C-H-A-G-R-I-N. It can be used as either a noun which means annoyance or distress at having failed or been humiliated, or a verb which means feeling distressed or humiliated. It can be used in the sentence, to his embarrassment and utter chagrin, his claims about the incident which he used to win the case were in fact found out to be lies. It originated from the mid-17th century from the French noun for rough skin or chagrin and the verb chagriner of unknown origin. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
That's the end of the show, so it is time to go. So it's a goodbye from me, Blake.
Goodbye from me, James.
Goodbye from me, Caelan.
Goodbye from me, Ophelia.
Goodbye from me, Jasper.
Goodbye from me, Connor.
And goodbye from Cassidy.
Bye. Goodbye.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.